Hello everyone. So this episode in particular will be about celebrity worship syndrome, fanaticism, celebrity culture. And I decided that my off-the-dome thinking is better than many articles being written up. So I'm doing another episode off the top of my head. So what I've acknowledged about the celebrity culture world, most people will see you as a means to an end, by any means unnecessary. And I have learned that they will see you as a fulfillment of their shined up imagery. And they'll engage in diversionary tactics. It could be love bombing. It could be ingratiating. It could be crocodile tears. It could be trauma bonding. It could be flattery, gifts, attention. You know, getting you your favorite food or giving you something with your favorite color on it or trying to have you easily impressed by kind words and compliments they know you love to hear. And I've learned to be mindful of such spiritually blind guides and spiritually blind fools, because that is what they are. They're vermin. They are energy vampires. So when I think about the celebrity worship, a lot of times as a public figure, I prefer the term public figure more than celebrity. When you're a public figure, a lot of times people want you to be what the Bible says about Jesus in terms of being perfect. If you trip, if you get clumsy, if you fall, if you have a wardrobe malfunction, if you're not always happy, not always smiling, if you're not always having what one would call a good day, if you are having to recover from romance trauma or dating struggles, or let's say you curse, let's say you drink alcohol, let's say sometimes finances can be difficult, not because of immorality or illegality, but because Doing taxes for public figures, especially if you have multiple streams of income, can be quite strenuous. Then all of a sudden, many people in the public will shame you because you're not always squeaky clean. But nobody is squeaky clean all the time. No one's past is completely squeaky clean. No one's present and future is completely squeaky clean either. So they will mock. Some public figures will experience being mocked for not always being family friendly, for not always being rated TVG, for not always doing clean comedy, for not always being politically correct, for not always being sanitized, for not always being meek and mild, for not always being user friendly, by not always being tame and timid, and by not always being watered down, by not always being dumbed down, by not always being a people pleaser, by not always being a people appeaser, by not always being the boy next door, the girl next door, by not always being the choir boy or choir girl, by not always being Miss Nice Girl Syndrome or Mr. Nice Boy Syndrome. By not always being easy to digest, easy to process, and I've learned that as a public figure, I'm willing to sacrifice some of my status, and I'm willing to sacrifice my status so the least of these can benefit. I'm willing to lay aside my ego, my profitable work, in terms of the least of these being able to profit from what I do. The reasons why other people may be more famous than me is because they take shortcuts and shortchanges and I don't. And the other sets of reasons why other people may be more famous than me is because I pay the full prices of compassionate love, sacrificial love, unconditional love, neighborly love, companionate love, agape love, selfless love, and universal love. And I'm willing to pay, and I do pay the full price of brotherly love too. I think a lot of times many people take any and all interview requests because they're afraid of the relinquishing of their fame. Because without the interview request, they feel as if they are less. And that's the chronic psychological stress. When it comes to yourself, you're depressed. You don't even feel blessed. When it comes to society, you feel oppressed. Which makes you feel like a mess. And we know that's not the best. And then a lot of times, when you're a public figure too, they may say you can't take a stand or take a knee on social issues. And I go, the type of public figure I am, I'm the type of public figure that people can feel like he can be a member of my family. Because Antonio uses his public figure living to spotlight solutions to the injustices that are wreaking havoc on our families, our friends, our loved ones, our inner circle. So I've also had to tell the truth and say that I don't want to be in a predicament where in order for me to be famous, that I would have to be quiet on all justice issues, do nothing to resolve and solve any of these justice problems, and to kiss up and suck up to the wicked powers that be, just so I can hold on to the American dream of living large. That would mean that my being a drum major for abuse survivor justice would have to be thrown overboard. And that is not something I'm willing to do. A lot of times a public figure is told that, who are you to correct me? You can't check me. You can't set the record straight. You can't straighten me up and fly me right. There's a lot of people feel that way in the celebrity world. And you endure vilification because you're also taught to feel that I have to permit other people's recklessness just so I can always get lead roles in movies and television. a lot of times as a public figure you're made to feel traumatically singled out because you're the lone dissenting voice that says, dysfunctionality is not functionality. It's a self-imposed abusive reality. And if you make that clear, some people feel like, well, I have the power to make sure that you never have any movie work again or television work again. And it gets worse, y'all. You have people who make you out to be God of the Old and New Testament. So a lot of times, what I've learned over my life another thing I've learned is that in life, sometimes we have to keep conversations separate. It's not always wise to merge multiple conversations into a singular conversation, right? So don't make plural discussions one giant dialogue, you know, and because I've learned that many people in media, that's what they do. They do straddle the fence on people. What I mean by that is this. I'll make up an example. I'll just use letters. So let's say F had a problem with G. And G has a history of exploiting people, their culture, and the streets. And the history of the people that G tends to profit off of, right? And let's say F doesn't want to be interviewed by G because of that. So F is basically pointing these things out because if G is wealthy but underpays the people that G interviews, then F is going to feel like, hey, why is it that you take pot shots at me while you're interviewing other people trying to get them to take pot shots with me? And some of them are unintelligent enough to actually go along with the pot shot taking. Even though the interview is supposed to be all about them, and the interview should have nothing to do with me because it's their interview, not mine. And then F is like, I'm tired of G saying these things about me. I have ignored them. I ignored F. I ignored G the whole time. I have not said anything. I didn't even broadcast any of their conversation to try to get me on the show, and now that G is basically publicly dissing me, and some of the interviewers will not take the bait, and some stupidly will. Now F is going public, and then some people will try to demonize F by saying, well, F, your romantic baggage, you publicize that for everybody. And they'll try to go in on F for the romantic baggage. And I say baggage because we all have our baggage. Baggage is compassionate verbiage in this case. What I don't get is, what does F stuff have to do with G's oppression? You cannot put those conversations together. That's the kind of situation where people have to deal with one topic at a time. There is a compassionate time, a compassionate place for a compassionate audience where we deal with F stuff. But F stuff is not nearly as monumental as the traumatic momentum, as what G is doing to people for years. F is not contributing what G is contributing. That traumatic, monumental life and how G is causing human brutality of an entire race of people, entire group of people. It could be an entire sexuality of people, an entire gender of people. And what I've learned to do is, not every conversation should have multiple topics. Some conversations should just have one topic and that's it. A lot of times with a lot of media commentators shouldn't even be in media, because what they're trying to do is be accepted by multiple worlds. I'm like, no, I can be well balanced, but I don't care about being accepted by any world. My thing is this: I choose to be myself. I don't want to fit into any world. I don't want to blend in with any world. I don't want to collude with any world. I don't want to collaborate with any world. What I mean by that is this: I'm not trying to base my self-esteem off any audience, any group of humans. I base my self-esteem off my intrinsic beingness. That's all this healthy self-esteem I need. I am not compromised because I appeal without even trying to many people. I don't try. It just happens on its own naturally. I just do it. I don't even have to think about it. It gradually grows on its own, right? And my intent is not to appeal, but it still happens nonetheless. I feel that what I've learned in media to do is, that's why I'm choosing not to have any social media once I become famous. In fact, I may delete my social media before I get famous. I think more than likely that's going to happen. Right now, it's safe for me, but maybe by next month I'll delete it again. Possibly. If I don't see any legislation out of Congress by next month being passed to really crack down on social media, you know what? By the end of this month, if I don't see any legislation about passing laws against social media companies so they can be... So all the boundaries and rules and regulations that parents are fighting for should be passed. If they're not passed by the end of February, I'm deleting my Instagram and my Clubhouse. Yes. people are like, what about your Geneva? Well, that's the place where I talk to other autistic people. And so Geneva is completely safe. That's me talking to my people. There's no trolling hecklers or predators on there in terms of the safe space I have with me and my autistic community. So then I also want to say this. What I've also learned is that within that world too, I may delete Geneva later if I feel like I serve, you know, I've done my part. But that's just how I'm feeling. And the reason why I'm going to be letting go of social media soon is I've recognized that it's really, really dangerous. Because you basically have child pornography being allowed on social media. And it's sad that the Senate had to scold the social media CEOs in hearings about this. So I think I'm going to give them until the end of this month to get the legislation passed. If not, I'm going to delete it once again. And I'll never get back on social media after this ever again. So, I thought of this, right? I thought of how social media, my last comment on social media is because there's a lot of people who are willing to expose your messages to other people. I'm talking about, let's say you're having a business deal with a colleague, right? Somebody might try to take a snapshot of it and show the world all the terms and obligations. And I've actually talked to people and that has happened to them. They were on their phone, they were in a private moment, somebody walked by, and the way they walked by, they couldn't tell what was happening, just walking by. Sometimes the person quickly glanced and remembered all the details of term obligations, put it out on the internet, or when the person wasn't looking, they quickly took a picture and went on about their business. And now social media sees the whole business contract. So social media is very easy to get on there and witness so much, there's so many human rights abuses and human rights violations on social media. And so, I've also learned that that's why many people will go, but aren't you in media? Yes, but I'm actually maturing my media. The way I started the podcast, I've evolved since then. And I'm going to be putting out way more positivity than anything else. And people go, but a lot of your episodes was based upon crime, religion, and sex. Well, it took me 3 years, nearly 4 years, to expose my childhood and the effects of it off my chest. And now that I'm wrapping up, I'm going to put out way more positive stories than anything else. And I'm just telling y'all the type of public figure I'm choosing to be. So, within that world, too, a lot of times with social media, I'm going to just keep commenting on it. I'm going to just talk about it. Fuck it, let's just keep going. On social media, you see human rights abusing reels, human rights abusing posts, human rights abusing retweets, human rights abusing tweets, human rights abusing lives, and human rights abusing stories, human rights abusing statuses, and you see human warfare on social media. Virtual human warfare. And it has gotten to the point where you got suicide, people comparing themselves to others, body image issues, eating disorders, mood disorders, personality disorder, substance use disorder, alcohol use disorder, anxiety disorders, depression, paranoia, psychosis, nervous breakdowns, and mental illnesses, and agitation, and anger, and rage, exasperation, ferocity, hostility, bitterness, grief, woe, and sorrow, all on social media. Social media has commodification, sexual objectification, self-objectification, dehumanization, reification, which means the objectification of social relationships. You have all that on social media. And yeah, and that's why, and social media has ageism, racism, classism, sexism, queer phobia, sexual orientation discrimination, gender identity discrimination, colorism, body negativity, sex negativity, texturism, meaning, you know, discrimination based on hair texture, heightism, lookism, rankism, all on social media. You have viewpoint discrimination on social media too. And you have people who will purposely misconstrue your words. Even if you put out something positive, a troll will try to say something negative to the positive. Because some people hate positivity, which is nonsensical. And when I think about how I also think about how, in terms of that media world too, that world has a lot of people who not only misconstrue, but they will purposely try to, they do a lot of misrepresenting somebody's character. What that means is that they, they will go out of their way to accuse you of things they know you didn't do. Now, false accusations are a rarity. That's common knowledge. I'm talking about people who they're putting themselves in situations where what they're saying rightfully constitutes being sued and being taken to criminal court. And I've learned that lesson from E. Jean Carroll when it came to Donald Trump. What I've learned is the more that somebody is defaming me, the more money I get out of them. And I learned from Eugene Carroll, the best way to respond to hecklers and trolls is through your legal team, because people hate when you attack their idolatry, their idol worship, their idols. And for a lot of people, money is that for them, their idols. So I decided, okay, the best way for me to silence you and make you paranoid of talking about me privately and publicly is the more defaming you do, the more libel and slander you do, the more I bleed your bank account, and eventually your bank account will become my bank account. All the money in your bank will be all the money in my bank. And I've also learned, if they are purposely, they know I'm not a predator, they know I'm not a perpetrator, but they're accusing me of these things, now we have to have a criminal court case, which may involve that person going to jail. I'm willing to do that. I will gladly help prosecute. I will gladly save messages and save photographic evidence, audiographic evidence, and videographic evidence. Absolutely. I learned all those things from Eugene Carroll too. And then when I think about how a lot of times many people will, in media, they will say things to help incriminate you. Now, I have never incriminated myself because every story I have, there's an understanding of what happened. It came from a place of, all the traumas of my life were never self-inflicted. It was what other people did to me, and I was trying my best to respond well to it, but I didn't know how to respond well to it. And when I got once I knew better, I started doing better. That's the type of person I am. So, I then learned these lessons too. And I think I can wrap up on this whole media thing, because I'm pretty much, y'all get the point. A lot of times, no, I'm not going to wrap up. I'm not going to rush myself. I'm learning not to do that. Sometimes I was rushing myself because it's so painful, but I'm like, no, I'm gonna just cool down and still be able to tell painful truths, you know? So let's keep doing that. So when I look at everything that has happened, I think about how there's many people in media who is that so? When I think of how a lot of the media is, what I've also learned is that there's a derangement syndrome. And this derangement syndrome is appealing to the dark side of the human condition. Because the light side of the human condition, we can't make money off that, but we want people to be stupid. We want people to be evil. We want people to lack sanity. Because human destruction is how we pay the mortgage and the rent. But if people are doing ABA therapy for special needs children, or volunteering to help scoop up the shit of dogs for other pet owners, then it feels like a struggle to pay the mortgage and the rent. But you have people legitimately struggling with mortgage and rent. That's a lot of the media viewership. They will go cross country and interview people every now and then when it's political season. The media's a lot like a lot of politicians that way. But that should be done regularly. You should be regularly interviewing good people. Whether they're struggling or not, interview all the good people you can regularly. Because there are people who need coverage. There are people who really need the coverage to help alleviate their oppression, and it helps alleviate the oppression of others. And it can cause the media to mature in empathy as well. A lot of times, what I'm seeing in media, it reminds me of these passages that I I'm noticing in media. So the media tends to cover people who cannot rest until they do evil. The media tends to cover people who are robbed of sleep till they make someone stumble. The media eats the bread of wickedness, and the media drinks the wine of violence. From the lips of the media drip honey, and the media's speech is smoother than oil. But in the end, the media is bitter as gall. The media is sharp as a double-edged sword. The media's feet go down to death. The media's steps lead straight to the grave. The media gives no thought to the way of life. The media's paths wander aimlessly, but the media does not know it. The media does not maintain discretion because the media slips does not preserve knowledge. The media lets wisdom out of its sight. The media does not keep wisdom within its heart. The media does not feel that wisdom is life to them, because the media does not want to find wisdom. The media does not see wisdom as health to its whole body and whole soul. The media does not guard its heart. The media does not keep its mouth free of perversity. The media does not keep corrupt talk far from its own lips. The media does not let its eyes look straight ahead. The media does not fix its gaze, G-A-Z-E, directly before it. The media does not give careful thought to the paths for its feet, and the media is not steadfast in all its ways. The media does turn to the right or to the left, pun intended. The media does keep its feet within evil. The media cannot rest until they do evil. The media is robbed of sleep till they make someone stumble. But the way of the media is like deep darkness. The media does not know what makes them stumble. The media glorifies violent people. The media glorifies haughtiness, lying, murdering, scheming, eagerness to do wrong, false witnesses, and stirring up dissension. The media glorifies those who are untruthful. The media glorifies the sacrifice of the wicked. The media glorifies the way of the wicked. The media glorifies the thoughts of the wicked. The media glorifies those who are proud. The media glorifies those who judge unjustly. The media glorifies haughty eyes. The media glorifies a lying tongue. The media glorifies hands that shed innocent blood. The media glorifies a heart that devises wicked schemes. The media glorifies feet that are quick to rush into evil. The media glorifies a false witness who pours out lies. And the media glorifies a person who stirs up needless conflict in the community. The evil deeds of the media ensnares them. The cords of the media's unjust behavior holds them fast. For lack of discipline, the media will spiritually die. The media leads itself astray by its own great folly, which means lacking good sense. How long will you lie there, you sluggard media? When will you get up from your sleep? Is the question that many people are asking the media. Media, why are you so hungry and thirsty for troublemakers and villains who go about with a corrupt mouth? Media, why are you so hungry for those who wink maliciously with their eyes, signals with their feet, and motions with their fingers? Media, why do you enjoy those who plot evil with deceit in their heart, who always stir up conflicts? Media, do you not understand that therefore disaster will overtake you in an instant? Media, do you recognize that one day you will suddenly be destroyed without remedy if you don't change? Wise media figures bring joy to their loved ones, but foolish media figures bring grief to their loved ones. Wise media figures walk in integrity. They walk securely. But foolish media figures who take crooked paths will be found out. The mouth of the wise media figures is a fountain of life, but the mouth of the foolish media figures conceals violence. The wise media figures store up knowledge, but the mouth of the foolish media figures invites ruin. The wages of the wise media figures is life, but the earnings of the foolish media figures are wrongfulness and death. Wrongfulness is not ended by the multiplying words of the foolish media figures. But the prudent, P-R-U-D-E-N-T, media figures holds their tongues. The tongue of the wise media figures is choice silver. But the heart of the foolish media figures is of no value. The lips of the wise media figures nourish many, but fools in the media die for lack of sense. The name of the wise media figures is used in blessings, but the name of the wicked media figures will rot. The wise media figures in heart accepts commands, but the chattering fools in media comes to ruin. Ill-gotten treasures from the foolish media figures have zero lasting value, but the uprightness of the wise media figures delivers many others from death. The wise media figures do not let the needy go without, because the wise media figures thwarts the craving of the wicked media figures. Wise media figures don't accept bribes. Wise media figures are cautious of countersigning for another. Wise media figures place people's needs ahead of profit. Wise media figures are generous in giving. Wise media figures help the economically abused. Wise media figures store up for the future. Wise media figures are careful about borrowing. The uprightness of the wise media figures makes their path straight, but the wicked media figures are brought down by their own wickedness, and the toxic media figures are dragged down by their own toxicity. Wise media learners quietly accept instruction and criticism. Wise media figures love discipline. Wise media figures listen to advice. Wise media figures accept the discipline of other wise people. Wise media figures lead others to life. Wise media figures receive honor. Wise media figures profit from constructive rebuke. So good media teaching comes from good media learning. True media veterans are concerned with the learning of media wisdom. I'm making it clear that there are no good media alternatives to learning media wisdom. We're either becoming wise media learners or refusing to learn and becoming foolish media failures. We must encourage each other to make the right media choices. So advice to media teachers: help people avoid media traps, use pleasant media words, and speak wise media words at the right media time. So then you have foolish media failures. They ignore media instruction. They hate media correction. They think they need no media advice. They mock media elders. They lead others astray within the realm of media. They self-destruct within media by refusing media rebuke. They end in media poverty and media shame. So there's media teaching and media learning. There are people in media who have the conniving media tongue. Those with this media speech pattern filled with wrong media motives, media gossip, media slander, and a media desire to twist media truth. And then you have the careless media tongue. Those with this media speech pattern filled with media lies, media curses, media quick-tempered words, which can lead to media rebellion and media destruction. Don't get me wrong, there's some people who have the media caring tongue. Those with this media speech pattern speak media truthfully while seeking to media encourage. And then you have people with the media control tongue. Those with this media speech pattern, they think before speaking in the name of media. They know when media silence is best and give wise media advice. So what we say in media probably affects more people than the other media action we take. We have to give unsurprising special media attention to media words and how they are used in media. So these are the four common media speech patterns. So the media control tongue, the media caring tongue should be copied, which means that the media conniving tongue and the media careless tongue should be avoided. There are some wicked people in the media. You have the media wicked, the media fearful. Even the kindness of the media is cruel. They don't understand media justice. They're covered with media violence. They're bent on media evil. They put up a bold media front. They're brought down by media calamity. They hate those of media integrity. They do not media endure. They lead others into media wrongfulness. Their media conduct is devious. They plot media violence. Others in media hide when they rise to media power. They are unconcerned about the least of these, even the least of these who view them. They detest the media upright. They are swept away from media careers. They are trapped by evil media desires. Constant media trouble befalls them. Their media income results in trouble. They fall into constant media trouble. They are fearful in media constantly. They will suddenly fall in media. They will be found out in media. They're pursued by media misfortune. Their lives in media and outside of media are destroyed. They will bow to the upright in media. They will be punished for unnecessary media rebellion. They will not remain in media. They earn deceptive media wages. They go to death because of their mayhem in media. They end only in media wrath. They'll be overthrown in media. They will be dragged down by media chaos. And most people in society detest them because they are perverse, especially in media. Yes, the results of media humility leads to media wisdom. Taking media advice leads to media honor. Ends in media honor brings media honor. The results of media pride leads to media disgrace, produces media quarrels, leads to media punishment, leads to media destruction, ends in media downfall, brings one low in media. So I am direct and forced from rejecting media pride. The harmful results of media pride are constantly contrasted with media humility and its media benefits. So, qualities that promote media success and a good media reputation: media uprightness, hating what is false in media, committing all work to media substance. When it comes to media, using words with restraint, being even-tempered. When it comes to media, loving wisdom and understanding. Humility and reverence for media wholesomeness. Willingness to confess, denounce, and renounce media moral failures. So here are the qualities that prevent media success and cause a bad media reputation: media wickedness, seeking media honor, media hatred, praising oneself in media, arrogantly speaking, and concealing media scandals. And then you have the media upright. You have the media hopeful. You have concern about the welfare of the oppressed, including the oppressed that are viewing them. They understand media justice. They're covered with media blessings. They give thought to the media ways. They persevere against media evil. They are appreciated media. Their media conduct is upright. They do not desire the company of media slime balls. Others in media are glad when they triumph in media. They care for the traumatized, including the traumatized who are of their consumers. They detest the media dishonest. They stand firm in media. They're delivered by the uprightness in media. No real media harm befalls them. Their media income results in media treasure. They avoid media evil. They are as bold as media lions. They will be safe in media. They walk securely in media. They're rewarded with healthy media prosperity. They are they're well protected in and outside of media. Evil people in media and outside of media will bow to them. They're never media uprooted. They earn sure media rewards and rewards outside of media. They attain media life. They end only in media good. They will stand media firm. They have a refuge of the media legacy of awesomeness when they die, and society delights in them because they are the media good. So now you're learning the media upright. So you also have the media wise. Help others with media good advice. Enjoy media wisdom. Cautious with media reason. Seek media knowledge. Value media wisdom above media riches. Receive media life. Respond to media correction well. Pursue media wisdom. Profit from media correction. Trust in media wisdom. Control their media anger. Admired as media counselors. Rewarded with media knowledge. Keep media peace. Stay on morally straight media paths. The media's wisdom conquers others' media strength. They avoid wicked media paths. They have great media insightfulness. Then you have the media foolish. Lack media judgment. Enjoy media foolishness. They are gullible when it comes to the media. They avoid the media wise. They feed on media foolishness. They receive media punishment. They do not respond well to media punishment. They pursue elusive media dreams. They blame their media failures on political parties and anyone that disagrees with their business models. They are a traumatic media example to others. They are proud and arrogant media figures. They scorn wise media advice. They make media truth useless. They trust in themselves as media with egomania in their hearts. They unleash their media anger recklessly. They inherit media folly. They cause media strikes and media quarrels. They receive no media honor. They stir up media anger. They go the wrong media way. They go the wrong media ways. They lash out when discovered in media folly. They endangered by their media words. They walk a troublesome media path. They will never be chosen as media counselors. They must be guided by media hardship. And they persist in media foolishness. And in certain cases, some people have been beaten, robbed, and killed in media because of their media antagonism. Thank you. Also, here are qualities of good media leaders. Media diligence, have trustworthy media messengers, doesn't penalize people for media integrity, listens before media answering, able to media discern, listen to all sides of the media story, stands up under media adversity, stands up under media praise. What happens without good media leadership? Honoring the wrong people in media backfires. A wicked media ruler is dangerous. People in media despair. A wicked media ruler has wicked media officials. You have the media diligent. They reap media abundance through media hard work and media smart work. In media, they give without sparing. In media, they will serve before even royal figures. In the media, they make careful plans. In media, they stay awake and have food to spare. In the media, they bring morally excellent profits. P-R-O-I-F-T-S. They have a nurturing media path. They are fully satisfied media. They prize their media possessions, but never above people. They will rule excellently in media. They gain many media rewards. They have abundant media food. They gather media crops early. And because of their moral diligence, that's why they become rich in media. Now, there are people in media who aren't rich, but they still have the same moral diligence as some of the rich media people. Then you have the media lazy. They are full of media excuses for not working in media. They desire things in media but refuse to work for them in media. They make hasty media speculations. They love media pleasure, but still won't do anything to try to secure media economic justice. They sleep too much, which leads to media economic injustice. They experience media economic injustice because of media laziness. They love sleep, but their economic injustice within media grows. They won't plow a media season. They won't feed themselves in the name of media. They go hungry in media because they are thirsty in media because they won't give themselves the media meals. They are like those who destroy media. They have media trouble all through life because it's self-imposed. They want much in media but get little to nothing in media. They waste good media resources. They will become media slaves. They chase media fantasies. They are a media annoyance. They sleep during media harvest. They are soon economically unjust. Because they choose to have economic just media happen to them. I'm talking about people who they never fight for what's right. I'm not talking about people in media who experience economic injustice even though they're doing all the right things that they're supposed to be doing. I'm talking about those who in media, their dull knives that just ain't cutting. In the media, they talk loud and say nothing. I'm talking about those type of people. So there's media diligence and media laziness too. And here are other things that I have learned. There's media honesty and media dishonesty. So others' opinions about media. Media leaders value those who speak the media truth. In the end, most people appreciate media truth more than media flattery. Media quality of life. The upright media person's plans are just. Truthful media witnesses do not deceive. Media false witnesses pour out media lies. Truthful media witnesses save lives. False media witnesses are deceitful. The offspring of the wise media figures are blessed. So you have short-term media results. Ill-gotten media treasure is of nothingness in terms of valuability. The upright media figures are rescued from trouble. The evil media figures are trapped by immoral media talk. Fraudulent media gain is sweet, in quotation, sarcastically speaking, only for a short media while. Long-term media results. The upright in media are guided by integrity. Media truth endures. Media riches gained quickly don't last. Media riches gained dishonestly don't last. The blameless in media are kept safe. So, integrous people delight in media honesty. Integrous people delight in those in media who are truthful. The integrous detests unjust media measures. The integrous is pleased when people in media do what is right and just. So how would I describe media effectiveness? It means condemning the media wicked, hearing and delighting in nutritious media requests. It means caring for those who don't have it to give. It means developing and blossoming human hearts. It means hating media evil. It means rescuing good people from danger. It means a place of safety and sanity. It means healthy control, no control freaking. It means doing right by what you're aware of in terms of all that happens. It means knowing, but more importantly, blessing the hearts of many. It means obeying moral excellence, revering moral excellence, trusting in moral excellence, doing what is right and just, name of moral excellence, which pleasures and pleases moral excellence. That's wise media living right there. So, the tongue of the wise media figures adorns knowledge, but the mouth of the media fools gushes media folly. The heart of the upright media figures weighs its media answers, but the mouth of the wicked media figures gushes media evil. So in closing, I'll say this. The upright media figures weigh their media answers. The wicked media figures don't wait to speak in media because they don't care about the effects of the media words. It is important to have something to say in media, but it's equally important to weigh it in media first. Do you carefully plan your media words, or do you pour out your media thoughts without media concern for their media impact? Remember, media figures, people must always be more important than products. Remember, media figures, keep away from pride in your own programs, plans, and successes. Media figures, remember that media noble character must never be compromised. Media, people must always be considered above the making of money. Media, do what is right no matter what the cost. Media, be involved in businesses that provide worthwhile products or services, not just things that feed your desires. Media, don't be an evil industry. Do not be an evil system either.